This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro chivabvu 23 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepfenyiro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ya, chaitadzisa president vedu vamugabe kuti vasiye basa. Nyaya yekuti izvo vanga vasina muzukuru wekutamba naye. Izvi tiri kufara mwanasikana wavo ane muzukuru, ndemuzukuru wake wekutanga. Saka tiri kuti isusu sekuru chendai kumba motamba wazukuru muchitaura wazukuru ngana.
Mhuri yeZimbabwe yotaura nezvemuzukuru wekutanga wemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Kuratidzira kunoreva demonstration, haisi demonstration. Kunofora vanhu vachitsigira mutungamiriri wenyika.
Bato reMDC rinoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ngavasiye basa nekutadza kutonga.
Sansa ndechekuti havanga unganidzi mhomho yakadaro yavanhu vachishandisa masakwatira emari. Tatonzwawo nhasi kuti vanoshandisa mari yatopfuura mu$600,000.
Ukuwo vakarwawo nderusununguko vopinda mukuratidzira kwezano PF mushure mekumbotsika madziro. Vanhu vakawanda vochema-chema nekushomeka kwemari munyika. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Veruzhinji vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kuti vachienda pamudyandigere sezvo vakwegura uye vave nemuzukuru anoda kuchengetwa. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Tripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Veruzhinji vataura neStudio 7 vakaita savaFibion Gwaunza vanogara mumusha weGlenview muno muHarare vati vaMugabe avo vave nemakore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri ekuberekwa vave kufanira kusiya basa voenda pamudyandigere kuti vawane nguva yekutamba nemuzukuru sezvo vave soro jena.
Ya, chaitadzisa president vedu vaMugabe kuti vasiye basa. Nyaya yekuti izvo vanga vasina muzukuru wekutamba naye. Izvi tiri kufara mwanasikana wavo ane muzukuru, ndemuzukuru wake wekutanga. Saka tiri kuti isusu sekuru chendai kumba motamba wazukuru muchitaura wazukuru ngana.
Izvi zvatsinirwa nenhengo yeMDCT vaShakespeare Mukoi. Asi vaMukoi vati vaMugabe havasi munhu anotarisirwa kusiya basa nepamusana pemuzukuru sezvo achiti mutungamiriri wenyika munhu anoda masimba zvikuru.
Handioni iye achidaro kuzishiri nemuriro wayo. Saka kuti tifungidziro tanogona kuenda kundozorora zvine zvakutoreva kuti ari kutoda more time in office yekuti achengete mhuri nekuti mhuri yakura.
Muzvare Rutendo Shambare vanogara kuHighfields vatsinira zvataurwa navaMukoi.
Dictatorship iri kuwanakidza chaizvo chaizvo, saka handioni vachisiya basa asi varoda kutobviswa zvebhaiginya.
VaFrancis Machimbidzofa vati kuzvarwa kwemuzukuru wavaMugabe wokutanga hakuna chakuchabatsira kushandura nyaya dzematongerwo enyika munyika. Nokudaro vanoti vemapato anopikisa havafaniri kuswerotambisa nguva nekufunga zvemuzukuru wavaMugabe vachiti hazviunze chingwa patafura.
Hapana chatinotarisira chinyuwa nechichabva kuna Mugabe kunze kuti achizorora.
Muzvare Linet Mudewe avo vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Activists Alliance vanoti kuzvarwa kwemuzukuru wava Mugabe hakungachinje mafungiro ava Mugabe sezva Mugabe pachezvavo vachiti vacharamba vari pachigaro kudzamara vaenda kwamufiga nebwe kana vakaramba vachisarudzwa neveruzhinji.
Munhu anongoda zve kutonga nyika ende akazvipira kuti achange achizotonga nyika inoyi kusvika Mwari vatendera kuti azorore sekutaura kwavanoita kuti ini ndichatonga kusvika Mwari andishevedza nekuti vanhu vanovada. Saka nyaya yemuzukuru iyi pose pose vachatoramba varipo kuti vanyatsoona muzukuru achitokura.
Nyanzvi munyadzo zvematongerwo enyika vachenesani Ntungagwa ava vanoshanda nesangano reRevolutionary Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaudza Studio 7 kuti vaMugabe munhu akabata denga nemufaro zvichitevera kuzvarwa kwemuzukuru wavo.
Kuona kwangu ineni of course wo mudhara vaito muzukuru vakura zvinhu zviri rightwo vane right kuti vafare but haisi nyaya yekuti nyika yese tibva tatoti patoita nyaya because tese tiri vazukuruwo somehow haisi nyaya yekuti mumedia tingabva tatoipa space kuti patoita nyaya yekutoti kana maeditor kana nani vatonotsvaga. Aiwa, he is a grandson, everyone here is a grandson somewhere.
Amai Bona Mugabe Chikore vakasunungukira kuSingapore mwedzi wapera uye vaMugabe vakaudza nyika yose kuti mwanasikana wavo akaramba kusunungukira muZimbabwe achiti anoda ana chiremba vekuSingapore vaanovimba navo. Mashoko aya akatsoropodzwa nevakawanda avo vanoti zvakaitwa naBona zvinoratidza kuurayiwa kwakaitwa nyaya dzezveutano munyika nababa vake. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Bato rinopikisa reMDCT raburitsa mashoko kuvatori venhau nhasi richiti mhuri yeZimbabwe inofanira kubatana yoshandisa nzira dzose dziri pamutemo kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevamwe vari muhurumende yavo vasiye basa nekuti vakundikana kutonga. MDCT yati iri kushora zvikuru vanhu veZANU-PF vari kuda kufora nemusi wechitatu vachiratidza kuti vari kutsigira vaMugabe mukufora kwavanoti 1 million men march. VMDCT vanoti vanhu veZANU-PF ava vanofanira kufora vachiti vaMugabe vaende pamudyandigere. Vati hurumende yavaMugabe yaendesa nyika kumawere munyaya dzezveupfumi uye iri kutonga nedemo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu.
Zvino chinotishamisa ndechekuti havangaunganidzi mhomho yakadaro yavanhu vachishandisa masakwatira emari. Tatonzwawo nhasi kuti vanoshandisa mari yatopfuura mu$600,000 yavanotiwo vari kushandisa kuunganidza vana kunyanyanyanya mayuthi. Vamwe vazhinji vari kuita kumanikidzwa kuti vauye kuHarare.
Asi kava Gutu, ivo veZANU-PF vari kuti ko imi munodei pamuchato wedhongi nebere nekuti imi kamuri kuitawo kuratidzira kwenyu pasina ari kukurambidzai?
Mademonstration anonge achiitwa anofanirwa kunge ane chinangwa kana kuti ane dingindira kana kuti madingindira anovasa nyika.
Mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu vari parunare muNew York muno muAmerica naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, Blessing Zulu abatawo munyori mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matema Danda.
Kuratidzira kunoreva demonstration, haisi demonstration. Kunofora vanhu vachitsigira mutungamiriri wenyika. But mubvunzo wangu uri wekuti tinoenda here? Hongu tinoenda, uye tiri kukurudzira nhengo dzedu kuti dziende kunobatana nevamwe pakukurudzira chimiro nezita remutungamiriri wedu anove patron kwatiri naCommander in Chief.
Asi ka panenge pamboita mutauro, vamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vachiti havasi kunyatsofara nekurongwa kwanga kuchitwa zvinhu izvi, zvagadziriswa here?
Zvanga zvisina kunyatsojekeswa kuti zvinofamba sei, zvakanangana nei. Saka ndopa pane dambudziko rekuti vamwe vachiti tigoni kuenda kuchinhu chasinganzwisisi chakanangana nei and so forth. Asi ndiri kuda kuti pari zvino tese taakuziva kuti zvakananga tinangana nekusimudzira chimiro chemutungamiriri wedu vamugabe.
Ko zviri kunzi one vanopikisa kufora kwakadai hakubatsiri vanhu vanotofanira kutofora vachiratidza vamugabe kuti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi.
Ivavo ndo vanopindura mubvunzo iwoyo. Ini handigoni kupindura zvisingaindirani nezvandiri kuita.
Munyori mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaVictor Matemadanda vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari munyika rinonzi riri kuramba richiwedzera, izvo zvinonzi zvave kukonzera mitsetse yakareba chose mumabhanga mazhinji, vanhu vachida kutora mari dzavo. Zvinonziwo izvo zvatuma vemabhanga kuderedza mari dzinokwanisa kutorwa nemunhu pazuva pamishina yemaATM. Dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemari iri rinonziwo rave kukanganisawo hurongwa hwekutumirwa kwemari nenharembozha hunotungamirwa nemakambani enharembozha, sezvo vanhu vari kunzi vave kushaya mari munzvimbo dzavanosimbotorera mari. Imwe nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vaProsper Chitambara, avo vanoshanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute, vanoti dambudziko iri richatonyanya sezvo vanhu vave kutora mari dzavo kubva kumabhanga nenyaya yekusaziva zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvemari. Vachitambara vanotiwo havaoni dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemari richikasika kugadziriswa sezvo nyika isina chairi kugadzira chekutengesa kunze. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo.
Mumazuva achangopfuura yatatimuya kumabhanga tirikuona kuti aya atinoti bachiri kumawithdrawal awo pamaATM watwara achiisa. Mamwe mabhanga arungopa $100, mamwe ma200, mamwe ma300. Endewo even vari kuda kutransfera mari kudzimwe nyika zviri kutora nguva yakati rebei. Saka zviri kutiraidza kuti I think dambudziko rekushayikwa kwemari rinenge riri kuramba richingowedzera, hatisi kuona richiderera ba.
Chii chingange chiri kukonzera dambudziko iri vachitambara?
Dambudziko iri riri kukonzerwa nezvinhu zvakawanda, but zvanyanya kuita tiri kwesene inyaya yekuti vanhu havachina confidence nefinancial system even neeconomy. I think kubva pakaunzwa news dziya dzekuti hurumende yakuda kuunza export incentives through yemabond notes, I think zvakaaffecta confidence yavanhu vakawanda. Even makaona madeposit chaiwo, ndatichiona madeposit ari kuenda kumabhenga aderera zvakanyanyisisa. Vanhu vazhinji havachaendesi mari kumabhanga, ende vanhu vazhinji vakutoita chikwatapata kunotora mari dzavo kumabhanga. Saka chiri kuitika tiri kutoona inonzi pachirungu mini banking crisis, kekuti vanhu havasi kuunza mari kumabhanga uye vanhu vari kutora mari kumabhanga. Saka zvaaffecta liquidity situation izvozvo munguva ichangopfuura iyoyi.
Tinonzwawo kuti vanoita zvekutumira mari nedzinharembozha vanenge vakusanganawo zvakare nedambudziko irori. Mungajekesa kana muine ruzivo nezvazvo?
Tachimbozvinzwawo. I think ingori reflection yekuoma kwaita adini dambudziko rekushayikwa kumari muekonomi. I think zvaakuaffectawo even vanhu vari kushandisa nyaya dzemamobile technology kutransfera mari. Saka zvinhu zvauya kuburikidza I think nedambudziko riripo iri rekuti miekonomi hamuna mari.
Dambudziko ringagadziriswa sei?
Idambudziko hombe rinonetsa kugadzirika, nekuti idambudziko riri kunyanya kukonzerwa nenyaya dzeconfidence muekonomi.
Nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki cheThe Connection mangwana tiri kutarisa hurongwa hwevechidiki veZANU PF hwekuratidzira huchaitwa nemusi wechitatu kana kuti Million Man March.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Makateerera kune fenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vatatu vanga vachiratidzira mukinya nhasi vafa mushure mekuratidzira kwaitwa nevanopikisa hurumende vachiti havasi kufara nesangano riri kutungamira sarudzo mukenya reIndependent Electoral and Boundaries Commission. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti kuurayiwa kwakaitwa mutungamiri wechikwata cheTaliban chiri kurwisa hurumende yeAfghanistan Mula Akhtar Mansur kwabvisa munhu anga achitungamira vanopfurikidza mwero anga achirwisa mauto yeAmerica ari munyika iye. Mula Akhtar Mansur akaurayiwa nemugovera munzvimbo yeDalbadin kupedyo nemuganhu wePakistan neAfghanistan. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano dzinoti kuoma kuri kuita zvinhu munyika nenyaya yeupfumi hwenyika hwaenda kumawere kwave kupawo kuti vakawanda vakanye vanyanye kufunga zvinozoguma zvopa kuti vaome mutezo. Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vakuru vanoti mudzimo wakupa ronda wati nhunzi dzikudye. Iyi ndiyo nhamo yaonekwa nevana veZimbabwe vakawanda nekuda kwenzara yapfunya chisero munyika. Vanhu vakawanda vana mabasa zvopa kuti ndangariro dzigare dziri kure vachizoguma varwara. Mashoko yanotsinirwa nemukuru wesangano reCommunity Working Group on Health vaitai Rusike rinova sangano rakazvimirira rinokurudzira utano hwakanaka kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
Nekuda kwekuoma kwezveupfumi, kuoma kwemagariro mumakore angada kupinda makumi maviri adarika, tiri kuona ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rwava kutambura nezvirwere zvatakambenge tisina makare kare. Zvirwere izvi zvirwere zvekunyanyofunganya nekuda kwekuti vanhu nekuomerwa kwoupenyu anenge achifunga kuti saka nhasi vana vachadyei, mari yechikoro ndichaiwanepi.
Mumwe akawirwa nedambudziko rekuoma mutezo ndiamai Lydia Takawira. Amai Takawira vanoti vari kurarama upenyu hunorwadza zvikuru mushure mekuoma mutezo, uye vanoti nekuda kwenhamo yavari kuona havafungidziri kuti vachaita utano hwakanaka nekuda kwepfungwa dzinovawandira mumusoro.
Ndakawirwa nedambudziko rekuoma mutezo iri nongoti kupera kwegore rakapera. Zvinhu zvakabva zvatochinja muupenyu hwangu nehumuri yangu. Ndinoda rubatsiro rwakanyanya nguva zhinji.
Dr. Andrew Mataruse ndeumwe wevana chiremba vanoshanda nevarwere vekuoma mutezo.
Dambudziko restroke pachishona ndiro vanotsanangura vachiti kuoma mutezo. Idambudziko rinokonzeswa nekunge kana tsinga dzeropa dzisakwanisa kunge dzichiendesa ropa pauropi hwedu, ndo yatinoti brain. And zvinokonzeresa zvinhu zvakati wandei, dzimwe nguva kuganuka kwekuti ropa pane tsinga yavharwa, dzimwe nguva tsinga inoputika, but zvinokonzeresa kuvharwa kwetsinga kana kuputika kwetsinga zvakasiyana. Dambudziko reBP ndo hombesa ratinonyanyoona richiterwawo nezveshuga, kukurawo zvakare tsinga kana dzinge dzisasashandirawo zvakanaka nokukura. Pari zvino zvitakuonawo chirwere futi zvakare cheHIV chichicontributa kuti ropa pane dambudziko ratotora nezvazvo panhauro yekufamba kweropa ikoko mutsinga.
Ko munhu anoziva sei kuti ave kuoma mutezo? Ana chiremba vanoti munhu anotanga kupera simba uye kunzwa chiveve kumeso, pagumbo, ruoko, zvikuru divi rimwe chete remuviri. Munhu anogonawo kutanga kusaziva zviri kuitika, kutadza kutaura kana kunzwa, kutadza kuona zvakanaka, kutadza kufamba, kunzwa dzungu, kutemwa nemusoro zvakanyanya kana kufenda. Munhu anogona kufa nechirwere ichakanonoka kuonekwa naana chiremba. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Mo Mumwe vechidiki vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship uye vachirwira kodzero dzevanhu vadzikamai bere vanoti Zimbabwe inyika ine mavanga anoda kurapwa. Vabere vanoti vanhu vakawanda vari kushushikana zvikuru nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu uko vanoti kuri kuenderera mberi munyika. Vabere vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum uye vachange vachiita zvidzidzo zvakanangana neutungamiri kuUniversity of California kutanga mwedzi unouya pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Ngatinzwei vachitaura naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Mukana uyu ndinotambira nemufaro mukuru nekuda kwekuti tinowana mukana wekuti tinge tichienda pachikoro chepamusoro-soro kune vanhu vanenge vachitibatsira vana mazvikokota kutibatsira kuona kuti mitemo ingatibatsire kuti tinge tichiumba runyararo toiumba nenzira dzipi uye kuti tingashandise midziyo ipi senyika kuti tinge tichiumba runyararo. Saka mukana uyu ndinotambira zvikuru nemufaro mukuru uye unondibatsirawo inini semurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu kuwana mukana wekumbosuduruka kubva mumakakatanwa atiinawo aya kumbonyatsofungisisa kudzanisa pfungwa kuona kuti ndedzipi nzira itsva dzatingashandise kuti tinge tichikwanisa kuumba runyararo munyika yedu. Zvinondipadzawo zvikuru kuwana mukana wekusangana nevamwe vechidiki vakaizera rangu vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzeAfrica vari kuitawo basa rakafanana nerangu.
Sei nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu dzakakosha kwamuri?
Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe sekuziva kwako inyika yakauya neropa asi hazvireve kuti tinofanirwa kugara tiri muropa. Ndinoona chiri chinhu chakakosha kuti vanhu vegenereshen yedu isusu vange vaine basa guru rekuumba runyararo nekutsvaga nzira dzekuti tinge tichidzivirira kodzero dzevanhu nekudzikurudzira murunyararo. Munoziva zvikuru kuti muna 2018 takava nedumbiro idzva remutemo ende dumbiro idzva iri rinotipa komisheni inonziyo National Peace and Reconciliation Commission inotibatsira kuti tinge tichiumba runyararo kupedza bongozozo nemhirizhonga dziri mumana medu. Saka basa rekomisheni ibasa rakakura zvikuru nekureva kuti panguva yatiri ndironguva yatinoti kana tichitaura nenyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu tasvika pamararadzano kuti tinge tichiwana mukana wekutora advantage yekomisheni iyoyi kuti tinge tichiumba runyararo. Saka ndinoona senguva yakanaka zvikuru kuti vechidiki vakaita sezera rangu iri vange vachiita mukomberanwa kuti tibatsirane kuunza runyararo munyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Vadzikamai bere ndemumwe wevechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship gore rino uye vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vanga vari parunare naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, chikwata chenyika chenhabvu chevechidiki chemaunder 20 chazviomesera munzira yacho yekuenda kuma2017 Africa Youth Championships. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotitaurira kuti izvi zvauya sei. Izvi zvinotevera mangange akaita chikwata ichi chiri pamusha 0-0 nemayamwe Indomitable Lions ekuCameroon muNational Sports Stadium nezuro izvo zvasiya vaine gomo rine mukwidzwa apo vari kuenda kuYaunde masvondo maviri anotevera.
Izvi zvinotevera mangange avakaita pamusha nemayoung Indomitable Lions ekuCameroon muNational Sports Stadium nezuro izvo zvasiya vaine gomo rine mukwidza apo vari kuenda kuYaunde masvondo maviri anotevera. Mayoung Warriors anofanira kunokunda kana kunoita mangange ane zvibodzwa muYaunde uko kusina kana chikwata chimwe chete chemuZimbabwe chakaendako chikanokunda kana kuita mangange kubvira muna 1980 apo Zimbabwe yakatanga kutamba nedzimwe nyika. Zimbabwe inotofanira kutenda mubati wepagedhe wengezi Platinum Stars Nelson Chadya uyo akamuka chibhebhenenga kutadzisa Cameroon kunwisa apo yairova mabara asingaverengeke pagedhe. Muongorori wezvemutambo wenhabvu Innocent Musindo vanoti maperero akaita mutambo uyu haafadze sezvo vaitarisira Zimbabwe kubuda nezvibodzwa zvakawanda sezvo vaitambira pamusha.
Sevanhu vanga vane chihome advantage, we wanted a win. Kana tazoendawo ko this tikaona draw zvinge zviri nani.
Murairidzi wemayoung Indomitable Lions vaSupreme Besom Ashu vanofunga kuti peZimbabwe papera vachiti ivo kuYaunde Zimbabwe haimire zvachose. Mangange ane zuro, ana kumira zvakanaka kuma Young Warriors, asi mumitambo hapana chinotadzika. Totarisa mitambo yeCastle Lager Premier Soccer League. Chikwata cheFC Platinum chawedzera utungamiri hwacho pamusoro-soro pemakwikwi eCastle Premier Soccer League mushure mekudambura Border Strikers 3-0. Kukunda uku nezvibodzwa zvakabva kuna Elvis Moyo na Aubrey Chirwa oyo akarova mambure kaviri kwasiya kugona kunenge kudada yave nemapoints 10 nemapfumbamwe mana pamusoro peHighlanders neCapes United. Capes United yakaita mangange 2-2 neZPC Kariba mushure mekunge yambotungamirwa 2-0 nechikwata chinorairidzwa naSunday Chidzambwa. Chidzambwa uyai mburairidza maWarriors anoti ari kufara zvikuru nemanakidziro akaita mutambo uyu sezvo wakafadza avo vakabvisa mari dzavo kuuya kuzoona.
Kadzoka kuzotamba kuHarare ground inoiri takaritambira bhora, saka mutambo aitingu wangu wachinakidza zvikuru. Kunyange zvazotatarasa game asi wangu wachinakidza zvikuru kuvanhu vanga vachiona bhora.
Asi Chidzambwa ari kuchema nemikana yakawanda yakatadzwa nechikwata chake achiti yeCapes United yakaita raki kukwanisa kubuda nepoint imwe chete. Highlanders yakatadza kutora mukana wekutadza kutora mapoints ese kuCapes United ndokuitawo mangange 1-1 nechikwata chiri kutamburawo cheHarare City. Panguva iyo Capes United neHighlanders dzaidonedza mapoints, Dynamos yaipemberera apo yakaenda ndokunokunda kuBulawayo uko yakanotamba neTorocho Pirates ndokukunda 1-0. Chikwata chine mukombe uyu cheChicken Inn chakatambira murairidzi wavo mutsva Raman Gumbo nemufaro apo vakanorova Mutare City Rovers kuSakuba Stadium. Gumbo akatambirwa nemufaro uyu nezvibodzwa zvakabva kuna Edmond Chirambadare, tafadzwa kutinyu na George Majika. Mimwe mitambo yePremier Soccer League yakapera seizvi. Chapungu 1 Ngezi Platinum Stars 1, Wange 2 Haumine 0, Triangle 1 Blue City 1. Totarisa mutambo wecricket. Chikwata chema Southern Rocks chakadambura Western Tigers nemaranzana negumi nematanhatu mumutambo wemasemifinari eProvincial League. Chikwata chekumasvingo ichi chave kusangana neCentrals iyo yakaparadza Power Turbines nemaranzi mazana matatu nemakumana nemashanu mumutambo wakatambirwa kuBindura Sports Club. Southern Rocks neCentrals dziri kusangana mufainari nemugovera Sondorino. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushomeka kwemari mumabhanga emunyika. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mhuri yeZimbabwe yotaura nezvemuzukuru wekutanga wemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Bato reMDCT rinoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ngavachisiya basa nekutadza kutonga. Vanhu vakawanda vochema-chema munyika nekushayikwa kwemari mumabhanga. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinovimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Munokwanisawo kunzwa paStudio 7 Channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWiztek kubva na7 PM kusvika na9 PM. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande namavelas Mhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 23rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some Zimbabweans say President Robert Mugabe should step down in order to have time with his newly born grandson and other family members.
He should quit now. He must have to go home and relax with his grandchildren.
Some Zimbabwean business people claim that they are being forced to fund ZANU-PF's Million Men March set for Wednesday.
Some ruling party youths have been moving around the city, forcing us to donate money to fund them to go to Harare for the 1 Million Men March.
Zimbabwe's cash crisis continues, with long queues becoming the order of the day.
And doctors say there's a marked increase in the number of stroke cases in Zimbabwe.
I suffered hemorrhagic stroke in January this year. Since then, my life has changed in many ways. I need to see many different specialists every week for different therapies, including speech.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some business people in Masvingo claim that they are being forced by members of the ZANU-PF Youth League to donate money for funding the so-called Million Men March set for Wednesday to show solidarity for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The youth say they want to show the world that there is only one center of power in ZANU-PF, currently hit by factionalism with rival groups, one allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe, fighting for the succession of the Zimbabwean leader who has ruled the country for 36 years. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from Masvingo.
Business people who spoke to Studio 7 said they were not amused about the ZANU-PF youth who have been moving around the city demanding donations in cash and kind, while threatening to take unspecified action against those that are not willing to part with their hard-earned money. Mr. Leonard Jari is one of them.
Some ruling party youths have been moving around the city, forcing us to donate money to fund them to go to Harare for the 1 Million Men March. But the problem is that when we tried to explain that our business is not viable these days, they started threatening us, saying we are anti-ZANU-PF and President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
A local supermarket owner who declined to be named said he made the donations out of fear that he could be harmed by his ZANU-PF Youth League members.
Currently, the economic hardship is actually facing anyone else, and the businesses are not viable. So when the youth are moving around, we don't know. The elections are around the corner. You will find out that we'll be in the election mood very soon. So we'll be fearing for our lives and our businesses. So when we donate, it's not really from the heart. It's an issue where you say, what can I do? What else? So they know that things are not well. I'm hardly getting money for salaries and I cannot even do some orders. But people come in and say they want money. I had no option but to just give them.
Another businessman who preferred to be identified only as Black Giza in fear of being victimized said it was painful that they were being forced to fund the Million Men March for a person believed to be responsible for allegedly running down the country.
I'm really surprised with what is going on right now, because these are the very people who are running down the economy, and at the same time they are asking something from us as business people. And the problem with them is they don't even care whether you belong to their party or not. They just need money. But as we look at it right now, the economy is not favorable to anyone. We are actually suffering. We are trying to make ends meet, but then money is not anywhere to be found. We don't know the exact repercussions of all those things.
Some of the business people have been forced to pay up to $2,000 each for the Million Men March. A local youth league member of the ruling party, Talent Chiwange, who is mobilizing youth for the event, claimed that ZANU-PF is not forcing anyone to fork out varying amounts of money, as donors were mostly President Robert Mugabe's sympathizers.
Those people are misinformed. Those people are not telling the truth. No one is being forced. The Million Men March thrust is to show solidarity with our president, our iconic and revolutionary leader, President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who has been at the helm of this country and has actually done a lot in terms of empowering his people. And that is what we are showing solidarity with. And as young people, we're actually saying, Viva Comrade R.G. Mugabe, we want to move forward with you. We want your iconic leadership to actually reign in on us and the legacy to be with us as young people as well as we move forward.
The money raised in Mashingo will be used for hiring buses to ferry youth to the Million Men March in Zimbabwe's capital city, being boycotted by a faction of the ruling party said to be led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and backed by wave veterans of the 1970s. Mnangagwa, like First Lady Grace Mugabe, are said to be harboring presidential ambitions, a claim they have repeatedly dismissed as wishful thinking. Some Zimbabweans say the march is a waste of time in the Southern African nation that is currently facing serious social, economic and political problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Zimbabwe's cash crisis is worsening with long queues becoming the order of the day. The situation has been worsened by some commercial banks which have decided to cut down automated teller machine withdrawals. Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the cash crisis appears to have been fueled by panic withdrawals after the central bank announced recently that it is preparing to introduce bond notes that it says is expected to boost exports. Chitambara says the cash shortages are also affecting businesses that need to transfer money to other countries to pay for goods and services. He tells Studio 7's reporter Jonga Kandemiri that this problem requires drastic measures to fix.
The situation on the ground seems to be going from bad to worse. A number of banks have actually imposed withdrawal limits actually on ATM withdrawals of, in some cases, $100, $200 or $300. So I think that just goes to reflect the palace state of the liquidity situation. So yes, things are not very good. And I think it's exacerbated by the announcement by government to introduce bond notes, which has eroded confidence within the banking system.
We understand that it is also affecting international money transfers and also mobile banking. How serious is this problem?
It's actually very, very serious, because even for businesses or individuals that are trying to transfer monies outside the country for payments, I think it's even taking an inordinately huge amount of time. So I think that also is a reflection of the liquidity situation. But as I said, I think the major problem is to do with, number one, a lack of confidence has affected deposits within the banking system. And also, we are also witnessing a mini banking crisis manifesting through what we call a bank run. I think a number of depositors are withdrawing their monies from the banking system. So I think that has really affected the entire banking system in Zimbabwe. That has actually exacerbated the liquidity situation. Also, government revenues for the first quarter, actually, they declined quite significantly.
That was economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss the Million Man March expected to be held on Wednesday in Harare.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Some Zimbabweans have called on President Robert Mugabe to step down so that he can have quality time with his family following the birth of his first grandson. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi spoke to some people in the streets of Harare and filed this report.
President Robert Mugabe at the weekend had his first sight on his grandson, Simbanashe Chikore, in Singapore, sired by his daughter Bona and son-in-law Simba Chikore last month. Some Zimbabweans said they had nothing to do with Simbanashe as they are struggling to make ends meet due to the current economic crisis in the country. Some of them, instead, urged the president to step down to allow a new crop of leaders to run the country and revitalize the economy. One such resident is Glenview resident Fabian Gwaunza, who says this would give Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, ample time to be with his family, including Simbanashe.
He should quit now. He must have to go home and relax with his grandchildren.
This was echoed by MDCT member Shakespeare Mukoi, noting that it is unlikely that the president will relinquish power only to be with his grandson and other family members.
If the family is extended, so that will entice him to have more terms in office so that he can keep his family. We don't expect him to retire or resign for any reason.
Mukoi's sentiments were also supported by Highfield resident Rutendo Shambare.
I don't think Mugabe will leave the office now because he is enjoying the dictatorship. So I don't think he will leave the office because he's now a grandfather.
Another Harare resident, Francis Machimpidzofa, said the birth of Bona's son would not change Zimbabwe's political misfortunes, adding that there were more pressing bread and butter issues affecting Zimbabweans than to focus on Mr. Mugabe's grandson. But two ZANU-PF activists who refused to have their voices recorded said they are happy that the Mugabes have an additional member of the family. Some people have even questioned whether Simbanashe is a Zimbabwean following his birth outside Zimbabwe. Chapter 3, Section 36, Subsection 2 of Zimbabwe's Constitution stipulates that persons born outside Zimbabwe are Zimbabwean citizens by birth if, when they were born, either of their parents was a Zimbabwean citizen and ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe or working outside Zimbabwe for the state or any international organization. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thanks, Thomas. We reached ZANU-PF activist Effort Nkomo, who had this to say about Mr. Mugabe's grandson.
From my personal view and from my heart, congratulations are in order. I appreciate and congratulate what the president has in the form of a grandson. We wish many more of the grandsons.
But there are some who are saying that the president should actually step down. They are claiming that he has ruined the economy and have nothing to do with his grandson. So what can you say about that?
Well, I'm saying in our culture, everything is a blessing. And in so saying that, we hope that in admiring and wishing him well and receiving the grandson, that could be a sign of him working towards reviving our economy.
How is that going to work?
As a son of a minister, I must be honest to tell you that miracles happen in this world. What he is doing and what he is receiving could be symptoms of good things to happen in this country.
That was Effort Nkomo, a ZANU-PF activist, speaking there with Studio 7 Skips Dube from Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
Zimbabwe is a nation traumatized by years of violence and in need of healing. That, from rights activist Zikamai Bere, one of the 60 Zimbabwe youth participating in the Mandela Washington Fellowship this year. Bere, who works with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum to push transitional justice, says the government needs to empower the Reconciliation Commission so it can do its job effectively. Bere, a former magistrate who undergoes 6 weeks of training in civic leadership at the University of California, starting mid-June. He talks to reporter Ntunga Milinkomo.
This is a very humbling and quite exciting opportunity to get a chance to join young people from all over Africa and to develop our skills on how we can carry our continent forward. So it's a very exciting opportunity for me, and at the same time also a very humbling recognition.
Give us an overview, Mr. Bere, of human rights in the country at the moment.
Currently, the situation from the way that I'm working on issues of national healing. And you probably know that a few weeks ago, the parliament took to the communities to obtain people's views regarding national peace and reconciliation deals. And what those outreach meetings have proven is that Zimbabwe is a country that is still in bitterness. People are still suffering. Violence is ongoing. Threats and intimidation are ongoing. You will know that Pastor Ivan Mawarire has recently reported that he received a death threat. And you know that there was a demonstration by the Movement for Democratic Change. And Honorable Jesima Jeme reported a death threat. You will also know that Dr. Patson Zamara was once arrested and tortured by state agents recently, and Itai Damara is still missing. And there is that kind of bitterness and yearning to say, please, we need healing, we need justice, and we need reconciliation.
How do you hope to benefit from the Mandela Washington Fellowship?
I find this as an opportunity to step back from the battlefield, reflect a bit, and reskill and acquire new skills, because our work is reaching a new level. There was a time when we were just doing advocates, calling for things, for laws, for reforms. And now our advocacy is now at that level where we are proffering alternatives in terms of policy reforms, the actual laws that can actually promote justice, healing, and reconciliation. So this is a great opportunity.
Tsika Maibere is a Mandela Washington Fellow and human rights activist working with Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. He was speaking with the Studio 7 reporter Ntunga Milinkomo.
And now let's take a look at regional and international news. U.S. President Barack Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces.
With 2 weeks left before the last big votes in the Democratic presidential nomination process, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton jumping the gun a little bit in considering herself the party's nominee.
A protest against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in three cities today, with local media reporting that police shot and killed at least one demonstrator in the western city of Kisumu.
South Africa's top prosecutor says he will appeal an order from the High Court to reinstate nearly 800 corrupt charges against the president.
And United Nations officials are worried about thousands of families who may be trapped in Fallujah as Iraqi forces start an offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Doctors in Zimbabwe say there's a marked increase in cases of stroke in the country due to high stress levels fueled by a spike in non-communicable diseases like diabetes and hypertension. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa has more details.
Official statistics indicate that Zimbabwe recorded 592 cases of stroke in 2009, and 2 years later the figure had risen to 1,134. Though the Minister of Health has not released the latest figures, doctors say stroke is affecting a large number of Zimbabweans. Rutendo Bonde, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, attributes the increase to what she says is a stressful life in the country.
There has been an increase in all non-communicable diseases in Zimbabwe in general, not only strokes. And this is related to the kind of lifestyle which people are now living. We are now living a highly stressful lifestyle where there are a lot of pressures to tighten the belt, to make savings, to make an income. And all those things, they result in people spending less on healthcare, people being unable to afford to come for regular screening. So one of the major causes of stroke is some undiagnosed hypertension.
Bonde says Zimbabwe's health institutions are struggling to rehabilitate stroke patients.
When someone has experienced a stroke, it's not only the event which becomes of concern, it's the rehabilitation afterwards, and that can be for a long period of time. And that's expensive. Who pays for that? And where do patients go? Certainly not in public health, because in public health, people get sent home. Sometimes they don't get admitted once they have a stroke because there aren't any rehabilitation services there for such patients, you know, speech therapy, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, to try to restore the function of the brain. That really shows that there are elements of the right to health which are not being met. The obligation of the state to fulfill the right to health in as far as such patients is not being met, and that in itself is a violation.
Lydia Takawira, who suffered a stroke early this year, says she's now living a miserable life.
I suffered hemorrhagic stroke in January this year. Since then, my life has changed in many ways. I need to see many different specialists every week for different therapies, including speech, muscles, and occupational rehab. I cannot work now, and all we have to rely on is my husband's meager salary for food and treatment and all the needs for rehab. Sometimes I'm skipping sessions because I cannot afford. I've been doing this and paying all that money since January. I pray that government can come up with a scheme to help us.
According to specialist physician Andrew Mataruse, stroke is affecting all age groups.
Generally, with what we have noted with strokes, which by definition is a loss of function due to loss of blood supply to the brain, particularly these are sort of sudden onset, more of what we are now seeing. Globally, we know that strokes have been defined mainly in Caucasian populations, less so in black populations, because we look at diabetes, obesity, and everything else, those were much more higher in terms of prevalence in affluent societies or Caucasian societies. But because of the health transition, where our diet has changed over time, we are now recognizing a lot of diabetes, a lot of obesity, a lot of hypertension, which actually goes unrecognized in the population. And this is why we actually see more of strokes. Over the years, when you look at the data that we do have, dating back to the 90s, where Professor Matenga did a population study, in Harare, really, the prevalence was less at that time compared to what we are seeing now. Because of lack of funding, we have not done a community-based study to look at the proper statistics. But what we can only tell you is hospital-based statistics. And the trend seems to be quite on a steep escalation trend, with much more strokes and this now involving younger patients than what we have also sort of traditionally looked at.
Mataruse says the current harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe is worsening the situation.
But I think, again, because we have been having a problem in terms of maintaining our primary healthcare, clinics, for instance. So it means someone, for them to discover that they have hypertension, they have to go and see a doctor. And that trend where the doctor requires an extra payment might be also a challenge because some people might not afford that. So half of our patients, or most of our patients in the community, might be living with undiagnosed hypertension. And that boils down to the health economics, because if you are poor, you're not going to be able to access healthcare. So we do have trends which have affected over the times. The meltdown of the economy does affect in terms of accessibility of healthcare.
It costs up to $100 per session for stroke patients to undergo physiotherapy sessions in private hospitals, as most state health institutions do not have appropriate manpower and proper equipment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Now we hand you over for a few minutes to Chiwoniso Jani with the youth show Time to Engage.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani, your host on Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, my guest is Cloud Hakuna, and he's going to be talking to us about his organization and what he does. Hello, Cloud.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for being on our show. Now, Cloud, tell me, how is your organization benefiting the youth in Zimbabwe?
Basically, we work with young people, particularly disadvantaged young people, like young people from disadvantaged communities. And we are working in education. We support also orphans and vulnerable children. And we are also doing capacity building, training people in entrepreneurship or financial management skills. And then we also do advocacy in things like sexual reproductive health, gender-based violence or domestic violence. And then we are also working on conscientizing young people on SGDs.
Now, I was reading your name of the organization, CHOSEN. What is it supposed to mean?
CHOSEN, basically, it's an acronym, actually. It's an organization that we started at school at the University of Zimbabwe. And the C stands for children, and then the H is about hope, the O for orphans, the S for service, and then the E for empowerment, and then the N for nutrition, because those are some of the issues that we were hoping to look into.
Tell us the areas that you are focusing right now. Like, are you in the rural areas, in the towns? Where exactly are you?
At the moment, we are in Koromanzi. In Koromanzi, we are specifically working with an orphanage that's called God Help Us Orphanage. At the moment, there's a project in which we want to build some shelter for the kids, because we realize that the kids do not have any shelter. So we are working in partnership with some embassies that are going to support us to do that. And then we also provide them with food items almost every month and any other assistance that they want. That's in Koromanzi. And then we've got a project that we call Education Push Sport. That one is running in Mazowe and Harare. In Harare, it's running in the Marasekwa area, and then the rest of Mazowe district. In this project, basically, we take young people, we put them together, particularly young people who are at school. They are having that particular sporting activity. We then come in and probably teach on sexual reproductive health, or we give them flyers. The idea is to be able to reach out to them, having their attention.
What would you like to tell the youth out there in Zimbabwe?
In spite of all the challenges that we're facing as a country, there is hope, and we need to use whatever little that we have to move forward. But we should be able to help ourselves. We should be able to come together and assist each other in whatever little way that we can.
Thank you for joining us,
thank
Mr. Cloud.
All right, thank you so much.
And that was Cloud Hakuna, Program Director for CHOSEN, joining me today on Time to Engage. And this is Chiona Sojani.
Thanks, Joni. So, and now we go to reporter Michael Cariati on the sports desk.
This follows their goalless home draw against the young indomitable Lions of Cameroon at the National Sports Stadium yesterday, which put them in a tight position ahead of the return leg in Yaounde in 2 weeks' time. The young Warriors now need an outright win or a scoring draw in Yaounde, where no Zimbabwean team in all forms of football has won a game since Zimbabwe was admitted to international sport in 1980. In fact, Zimbabwe to thank the heroics of young Ngezi Platinum Stars goalkeeper Nelson Chadjika, who made numerous brilliant saves. Otherwise, the story could have been different. Young Warriors coach Jairus Tapira cried foul over short preparations for his team's mediocre performance before a pathetic crowd, despite the game going for a dollar.
Imagine that we only got 3 days to prepare. And it is not 3 days. There's another one day that we even couldn't be trained because of, you know, some things beyond our control. So actually we trained for 2 days. These guys did 2 months. They had 3-4 international friendlies.
Tapera said he had to use his own transport to look for players, some of whom trained for only 30 minutes, and describes the working conditions as pathetic.
We are working in a situation that you are killing us. You are killing the friends. Everything is pathetic. I can say that. It's pathetic.
However, the young indomitable Lions coach Cyprian Besong Ashu thinks the job is half done, saying they will finish off the young Warriors back at home. The goalless draw is not ideal for Zimbabwe, but in football, anything is possible, and the young Warriors can go to Cameroon and win. Now to Kasolaga Premier Soccer League action. FC Platinum extended their lead at the top of the table to 5 points after a 3-0 hammering of Border Strikers at Mandava Stadium. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mike.
Thanks, Michael. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavelasi lo Chris elichona njani mthakazo omuhle ikudibana ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 23 ngonkwenkwezi 2016. Siletulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuba lomzukulu kamongameli uPresident Robert Mugabe bone yani kuzamnikeza ithuba lokuthi ayethe esikhundleni athiye ezombusazwe ngobithuba lokuthi eqhubeke ekhangele abazukulu lokuthi abuse ilizwe lizamzimela.
UZulu uthi umongameli Mugabe sokumele achiye isikhundla ukuze athole isikhathi sokuba lemuli yakhe nanko eselomzukulu.
Thina nje ngenhlangano yabasebenzi lokho siyakudawulela kakhulu ngoba sakhe sakukhuluma kule ballot reform. Sathola ukuthi amanye ama-employers abekhanya ngani hhayi abakuzwisisi. Sakathi sileke silokuthi bonke bakuzwisisa ukuthi hhayi kuqakathekile ukuthi obaba labo bancedise.
Uhulumende uthi uzasungula umthetho opha izisebenzi ikhefu elibhatalwayo nxa omkabo bebelethile i-paternity leave. Inhlanganiso ekhangela umsebenzi wokuhlela kuhle imoli eZimbabwe National Family Planning Council isisungule indlela entsha yokuvikela ukuzithwala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu weZimbabwe sekhuthaze umongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi achiye isikhundla ukuze athole isikhathi sokuba lemuli yakhe nanku phela esebusiswe ngomzukulu wakhe wakuqala. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umongameli Mugabe uphindele ekhaya lamhlanje evela kweleSingapore lapho akade ebona umzukulu wakhe wakuqala ozelwe indodakazi yakhe uBona ngenyanga edluleyo kaMabasa. Ekuphendukeni kwakhe abantu abaningi bakwele Zimbabwe bathi leli sokulithuba elihle lokuthi umongameli ehle esikhundleni aziphumulele ayekele abaseselamandla ukukhokhela ilizwe ukuthi benze njalo. Isakhamuzi semzini weMagwegwe uMnumzana Dingani Mpala uthi lokhu kuzamnika umgabe osebuse ele Zimbabwe kusukela lithola uzibuse ngo-1980 ithuba lokuba lemuli yakhe.
Ukuba lomzukulu kamongameli uPresident Robert Mugabe bone yani kuzamnikeza ithuba lokuthi ayehle esikhundleni athiye ezombusazwe ngobithuba lokuthi eqhubeke ekhangele abazukulu lokuthi abuse ilizwe lizamzimela.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngosakhula webandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa nguNcube uMavelasi Nhlanhlandiweni ochaze uMgabe njengomuntu olobugovu olokhu ebambelele embusweni yena engasafunwa ngabantu.
UMgabe ligovu, angiboni ukuthi angathiya umbuso ngesikhathi lesi sibuyayo ngenxa yokuthi khona sekukholise kakhulu ukugada izinto egcwala izwe lonke ebhile sedla imali yelizwe babhiliyoni ama-US dollars ewadle labantu abakhe. Mbona ngazani i-appetite yakhe yokushopa emazweni, i-appetite yakhe yokuphamba ngezindege ayingeke yenze ukuthi lakhe athiye umbuso nje ngesikhathi seduza lesi sikhangeleleyo.
Umbono kaNdiweni usekelwe yisakhamuzi seMpophoma uNkosazana Sibonokuhle Ndlovu.
Thina njengabasakhulayo sesikhangelele ukuthi njengoba uRobert Mugabe eselomzukulu ayekhe embusweni ngoba uyasincindezela nginje mina sengaqeda e-university angisebenzi angilamali kodwa yena umntanakhe uyakwanisa ukuthi ahambe ayebelethela khona le emazweni eSingapore ilizwe lona lingalamali kayehle vele embusweni ngoba sesikhathele ukubuswa nguye.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uNkathazo Sibanda uthi ukubusiswa kukaBona yengane engumfana akusoze kuguqule isimo sezombusazwe eZimbabwe esithi akuthiyane lalolu daba alulamsebenzi. Kukhona okuqakathekileyo okungakhulunywa ngakho okuphatha impilo yabantu nsuku zonke okufana lendlala, ukungatholakali kwemisebenzi, ukusilela kwemali, hathi ezikamzukulu kaMgabe.
Akuthiyaneni kamzukulu kaMgabe. Ilizwe libhekane lendlala nokuswelakala kwemisebenzi. Imuli kaMgabe ayisoze ilethe inguquko. Asikhulumeni ngokunye.
Unkosikazi Bona Chikori ubusiswe ngengane engumfana kweleSingapore ngenyanga edluleyo kaMabasa. UMgabe utshele ilizwe ukuba indodakazi yakhe ikhethe ukuyakhululekela phandle kwelizwe ngenxa yokungathembi odokotela bekhaya okuthunule uZulu weZimbabwe omethese umlando wokuwona ilizwe ebelilihle kangaka okugoqela ezempilakahle osokwenze lo mntanakhe acabange ukuyakhululekela emazweni. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Uhulumende uthi sezasungula umthetho ozakwenza ukuthi abaqhashi baphe abesilisa ikhefu elibhadalwayo lapho omkabo bebelethile. Lokhu kuvezwe ngumsekeli kamphathintambo wezisebenzi uMnumzana Tapuwana Shemashingayitse ngeviki edluleyo emhlanganweni awenzele nhlanganiso yabaqhashi iConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries eGweru. UMashingayitse uthe akukabekwa isikhathi sokuthi lokhu kuzaqala nini ukusebenza ngoba kusakunengo okumele kulungisiswe ngezemithetho. Kodwa uthe kungaba ekupheleni komnyaka. Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ithi iyalemukela lelinyathelo. Siqale ngokubuza umkhokheli walinhlanganiso uMnumzana George Nkiwane ukuthi balibona njani leli nyathelo.
Thina nje ngenhlanganiso yezisebenzi lokho siyakudabulela kakhulu ngoba sakhe sakukhuluma ku-labor law reform. Sathola ukuthi amanye ama-employers babekhanya ngani hayi abakuzwisisi. So silakathi sileke silobhu ukuthi bonke bakuzwisisa ukuthi hayi kuqakathekile ukuthi labo baba labo bancedise. But bona babekhanya ngani kwenje ukuthi hayi mina kuza kuba le-abuse. But now I think about it, there is a trend here that I enter.
Kodwa ke abaningi ngababuza ukuthi njengoba abaningi vele gabala misebenzi kuyaphathisana khona.
Yey kunjalo but abanye basemthenzini ndawo kuyabancedisa. Ye abantu abaningi vele ngasikhuluma ngezinto ezinje so abakhangela nje current situation. But mina siyasikhangela current situation laphambili ukuthi phambili ndaphana. Labantu bethu bazafuna ukuthi labo bakholise khona ukukholisa ngamanye amazwe. Singakhangela kade ezishiwa abantu abaningi bangathi akanti ke vele kuzancedakani. But yakengaceda abantu abaningi kathesi ngoba balutshwana abasebenzayo. But ngaphambilini laphana akuzanceda abantu abaningi ngakuthi into sezilungile lapha eZimbabwe.
Libona ungani kuzavinjwa njani ukuthi abantu bengaqelebezeli?
Loko kuyahlupha babagande. Asingeke sanike i-guarantee but sithembe nje ukuthi abantu njengezisebenzi umuntu abephiwe i-paternity leave naye akuzwisise ukuthi i-trust yona leyi evele kwi-employer naye aphindisele nge-trust ekhangelele umuntu osebenzayo ukuthi hayi sendlele i-paternity leave leyi kungcono lami ngincedise ekondleni komntwana yena loo njengoba esakhula. But siyakwazi ukuthi asingeke sagaranta sini ngoba abantu vele kuyatholakala ukuthi amatoti but hayi injongo yokuthi nje abantu labo abaningi bakholise nje ukuthi hayi njengoba umkani usele umntwana lami
UMnumzana George Nkiwane ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Amanye amazwe ikakhula ngentshonalanga avele ayapha ithuba lokuphumula kwabesilisa nxa omkabo bebelethile. Sibuze isakamuzi sakobulawayo nkosazana Stars Matetebe ukuthi yena ulibona njani leli nyathelo.
Imvama yabo baba nxa kusanda kufika umntwana ekhaya obeplanelwe ehlelelwe kuhle. Ibabona isikhathi esine ngobaba besiba lothando ebantwaneni. Bethanda kakhulu ukuba labantwana babo. Yebo kambe sesisiye emasikweni. Kugcina sokungani kulophazi ngoba ubaba uzabe ehloni ezila umntwana osanda kuzalwa. Lokhu kuyabe sokusemasikweni. Kodwa ngoba phela abantu sebeziphilisa isilungu leso esafikayo. Sebephila impilo yokungazili lutho. Ubaba, I mean, ufanele abe phansi kwakhe umama amsize njengoba nakubalisele baba. Kuyashota iphampa, ushoteni, umama nakezwa kuhle sigijinisela kudokotela. Omunye umama ubelethene operation, uyayifuna uncedo lukababa. Lalo bengahlonipha ukubambusane. Kodwa-ke kunamanye ama-services ngesilungu esingathi ngesindebele esingathi imisetshenzanyanyana edinga isandla sikababa.
Unkosazana Stars Matetebe isakhamuzisa kobulawayo obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 kobulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
EliZimbabwe selikhuthazwe ukuthi lichiyane lomkhuba wokuthenga ukudla phandle kwelizwe lithuthukise umsebenzi wokulima ngenhloso yokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Kulokulima lijonge ukuthi uZulu athole ukudla okwaneleyo kuphela. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Khuluma emhlanganweni wezokutholakala kokudla elizweni owe-Fed Zimbabwe owenzelwe eHarare, umsekeli kamphathintambo wezokulima umnumzana Padijanda ukhuthaze abalimi ukuba besebenze bejonge ukuthi uZulu athole okwenelayo, ethi silodubo lokuzilinganisa lamanye amazwe sizithatha njengelizwe elingcono khona singenelisi ukulima okwenelayo nalo Zulu.
It's not good for us as Zimbabweans to think we are better than others.
Akusincedisi ukuzilinganisa namanye amazwe afana leZambia leMalawi sizidata njengelizwe elingcono. Ilizwe leZambia lona liyeneliza ukuzidolisa ukudla okwenelayo ngitsho leMalawi, kodwa thina njengeZimbabwe sisehluleka noma silabantu abafundileyo kangaka. Asisebenzele ndawonye sithole izivuno eziswayo.
Uthi eleZambia lilomumbu oyenelayo sikhuluma kanje noma lalo lilomumo womkhathi ofana lowethu njalo lihlaselwe lalo ngokoma. Inhlanganiso zabalimi zikhuthaze ukuba kwengezelelwe usekelo lwemali ukuba beqhube umsebenzi wabo kakuhle. Umnumzana Joseph Mverecha wenhlanganiso yeBankers Association of Zimbabwe wazise ukuba amabhanga anikeza amadola angaba yizigidi ezingamakhulu athoba munye $900 million ngomnyaka emsebenzini wezokulima.
Investment in research and development on better seed varieties.
Kudingakala ukuba sithuthukise imisebenzi yokulima ngokwengezela ulwazi ngezifundo zokucubungula, ukuvula insimu zokuthelezela kunye lokwengezelela usekelo kubalimi abamasimu amancane. Siphinde sisebenzise ama-warehouse angasetshenziswa njengezibambiso.
Ukhuthaze ukuba abalimi bavule indawo zokugcinela izilimo zabo ezama-warehouse ezingasetshenziswa njengezibambiso ngezikhathi bedinga usizo lwezikwelede kumabhanga. Umhlangano we-Feed Zimbabwe uxoxwe ngabeZimbabwe Agricultural Show Society bemanyene labeBuy Zimbabwe ukhuthaza ukuthuthukiswa kwezokulima ngokuthelezela njengendlela yokwengezelela isivuno kuleli. Ungenwe izinhlanganiso ezigoqela iZimbabwe Farmers Union, Bankers Association of Zimbabwe, Meteorological Department, Agricultural Dealers and Marketers Association, Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, labanye abakumsebenzi wokulima. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection kusasa sikhangela uhlelo lokutshengisela oluza kwenziwa ngabasakhulayo bezanu PF beveza usekelo lwabo kumongameli Mgabe ngolwesithathu olwe Million Men March. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Abasakhulayo bezanu PF babikwa bebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ukuthi bahlawule imali abazayisebenzisa kuhlelo lwabo lokutshengisela beveza usekelo kumongameli Mgabe olwe-Million Men March ngolwesithathu. Abacodoza umbuso kaMgabe abagoqela abamabandla aphikisayo bathi ukutshengisela lokhu yikudlalisa imali lesikhathi njalo bathi uMgabe sokumele asuke embusweni. Sigxume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona mina mhlawumbe ikutshengisela ukuthi izanu kayisamanga kuhle phela nxa upresident uMgabe sizedinga ukuthi abantu batshengisele ukuthi lokho besamthanda kubandla lakhe kutshengisa ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto kazimanga kuhle. Kodwa ngibone ngani ngezinye indlela kungabe kulicebo elihle kakhulu nxa sikhangela izinto sisehlangothini lwakhe upresident uMgabe ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa abantu laba abangu-1 million bengatholakala batshengisele ngokubethuthu bekhanya benelisile mhlawumbe kungenza ukuthi aqalise ukuthola ubukhokheli bakhe kwelezanu kungela abathi hhayi badinga ukuthi sebengathatha isikhundla sakhe. Nxa kuyukuthi into le ihambe kuhle mhlawumbe ngembana kwalokho singathola ukuthi udubo lelo besilubona phakathi kukaMgabe lo vice president uMnangagwa olokuthi bayalwisana lungaqala ukwehla.
Khona ubona besenelisa yini ukuthola abantu abangu-1 million njengokutsho kwabo?
Angibona ukuthi bazenelise ukuthola abantu abangu-1 million imbonakani mina kuyinto enzima kakhulu njengoba sona ukuthi loba ibandla le-MDC elivele lona lisazakala ngokutshengisela le nto ezinjalo ngeke likwenelise ukuphumisa abantu abangu-1 million. Kodwa phela siyazi njalo ukuthi nxa kube nokutshengisela ukuthi abantu bebebangaki kulokho kutshengisela kuya ngokuthi obekhangela umbani. Ngibonakani mina amaqembu afana le-ZBC lamaphepha phandaba kahulumende aza kutsho ababazi ukuthi hayi bebetholakele mpela abantu abangu-1 million kodwa phandle kahle kahle ngibona kuza abazimu ukuthi bathola abantu abangu-1 million.
Kwezinye isigaba zelizwe dokotela osomabhizimusi bathi babanjwa ngamandla ngabasakhulayo bezanu PF ukubana babaphe imali ezasetshenziswa kulolu hlelo. Uthini ngalinda?
Ngibona ngani mina osomabhizinisi abaningi kwelezimbabwe vele labo ngabantu abasebenzelana lezanu ngakho phela xa kuyukuthi bevele bethole ukusebenza beqhuba amabhizinisi abo ngokudlelana lezanu bafanele bakhangelele phela ukuthi izanu zabuya iyidinge khona ukuthi phela nxa isifuna ukuthi ithole izimali zivele kulabo abaqhuba amabhizinisi elizweni beyincediswa yimithetho njalo lokwenza kwezanu.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela eseLondon kwelebhilithane. Ku-Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukusilela kwemali emabhanga okuqhubekela phambili. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafithane. Ukutshengisela ukwenziwa ngabantu bakwele Kenya besola ikomishini ebona ngezokhetho kuvikwa sokusabalele kwafika emadolobheni amakhulu amane alelo lizwe. Abezindaba bathi sokufe abantu abathathu ekulwisaneni phakathi kwalaba bantu lamapolisa. Esikhundleni saleli lizwe iNairobi, amapolisa eRiot abikwa esehlala ekombolozele isigodlo sekomishini le lapho okutshengiselwa khona kabili ngenyanga. Ihotel yeCity Plaza esigodlweni seGreece ibikwa igcwele phambi hatshi ngabantu abahlawulela ukuhlala khona kodwa ngeziphepheli ezivela emhlubulweni weMiddle East lasezwekazi leAfrika abazodinga amadlelo aluhlaza. Lokhu kwenzakale ngoncedo lwenhlanganiso esekela amabandla aphikisayo akulelo lizwe. Inhlanganiso ekhangela umsebenzi wokuhlela kuhle imoli eZimbabwe National Family Planning Council isiqale ukubha indlela entsha yokuvikela ukuzithwala iMavelon 28 phansi kwemizamo yayo yokupha abantu indlela esijeneyo ukuze bakhethe ehambelana labo. Kubika uNothando Sipanda.
iZNFPC ithi indlela le entsha iyaqeda ubuhlungu kubomama basesikhathini, yehlise njalo ingozi yokuthola imvukuzane yohlobo lwe-ovarian cancer, njalo owesifazana ulakho ukuzithwala masinyane nje angama ukuwanatha. Lindlela ebilokhu isahlolisiswa ukuthi isebenza njani, isiqalile ukuthengiswa ezibhedlela lemakliniki ngentengo ephansi emadola amabili nje ngomnyaka. Linhlanganiso ithi lindlela yake yasetshenziswa eminyakeni yabo 1990 yasimiswa kodwa isiphendukile ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi ihambelana labomama abaningi, njalo omunye umhlobo wamapilisi obukhona ubusungani uyasilela kancane kodwa uzatholakala njalo ngokugcweleyo ekupheleni kwalonyaka kusiyasungulwa u-2017. Umongikazi unkosikazi Nhlalwenhle Sithole uthi amapilisi la asetholakala kanye lezinye indlela zokuvikela ezigoqela ukuvikela emacansini, ijekiseni kanye lendlela zesikhathi eside, njalo wona amapilisi la awalakho okuningi okuphazamisa umzimba.
Omama emakhaya benelisa ukuthi bathole lawa amapilisi lamajekiseni lawa ahlatshwayo ukuthi umama angazithwali. Yiwe sijayele ukuthi siwathwale, kodwa lawa athatha isibanga eside njengokuthi i-5 years esikhathini esiningi asilawo.
Ukucubungula ezempilakahle okwenziwa kuZimbabwe Demographic and Health Survey kuveza ukuthi bonke abantu abachadileyo abesilisa labesifazana bazi indlela yokuvikela ukubamba isisu eyodwa, kuthi indlela ezaziwa ngabesifazana abaningi ngamapilisi, ijekiseni kanye lendlela yokuvikela emacansini yabesilisa, i-male condom. Usithole uthi liqiniso ukuthi ulwazi lwendlela zokuvikela lugcwele kuZulu weZimbabwe, ikakhulu kwabesifazana, ngoba lapha kukhulunywa ngempilakahle yabantwana kuyakhulunywa ngendlela zokuhlela imuli.
Thina eZimbabwe siya offer ama-family planning methods achiyeneyo amaningi. I-primary health care yethu icho ukuthi even umama oku-remote area uyenelisa ukuthi awathole. Ngokunjalo omama abaningi sebajayele ukuthi amapilisi akhona, njalo sebekwazi ukuthi asebenzani. Ufika ukuthi nxa lifika endaweni omama abaningi bayathakazelelwa, njalo bayalibuza ukuthi lilawo, njalo lezibhedlela bayahamba besiyathatha.
Unkosikazi Gertrude Mpofu uthi uyamukela lindlela entsha yokuvikela kubamba isisu ngoba abesifazana abaningi bayaswela indlela ehambelana labo ingabaphazamisi ngezinye indlela, ama-side effects.
Aletha eminye imikhuhlane emzimbeni yethu. Ufumana ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi uyabususopha kakhulu uma usiya esikhathini, kumbe utshaywe likhanda, kumbe uzwe umzimba usiba buhlungu, njalo abanye amaphilisi lawa abenza imizimba yabo ikhule kakhulu, abanye imizimba yabo igcina bezacile.
Abezempilakahle bathi kuqakathekile ukuthi uZulu akhumbule ukuthi indlela zokuvikela ukubamba isisu eziningi azivikeli kumikhuhlane emacansini, kungakho kukhuthazwa ukuthi abantu basebenzise indlela zokuvikela emacansini. osebenza kuzeRNFPC unkosikazi Thelma Sibindi uthi balokhu bekhankasa bekhuthaza ukuvikela emacansini ngoba indlela zokuvikela ukubamba isisu azivikeli ekuthelelweni igcikwane lengculaza leminye imihlobo yengulamakhwa.
Amakhondom a-right ngoba it's a family planning method e-preventa i-pregnancy and at the same time i-preventa HIV and AIDS. So uzothi la amanye ama-family planning methods a-prevent i-HIV le-AIDS, a-preventa kuphela ukuzithwala.
Owesilisa, umnumzana Jafet Sayi, uthi kuyancumeka ukuthi uhulumende uhlezi edinga indlela ezintsha zokuphathisa abesifazana. Kodwa kusadingeka ukuthi abesilisa labo baphatheke kunhlelo zokuvikela ukuzithwala ngoba labo beyingxenye yemuli.
Kulezi nsuku esiphila kizo, obaba labo kuqakathekile ukuthi bephatheke kulelu hlelo le-family plan ngoba simfihlo yabomama kuphela. Kudingakala ukuthi bonke behlale phansi behlanganise ingqondo bebekwazi ukuthi simfuna sibafuna nini abantwana ngasiphi isikhathi ngoba kuba luhlupho nxa umama ezenzela nkulu into enjalo mhla ubaba esibakwazi kuba lohlupho cina usiba kuphela umendo.
Imavelon 28 ilethwe ngemva kokuba iZRNFPC ithole usekelo kolunye uhlangothi lwenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe wonke United Nations Population Fund UNFPA. Lindlela ilandela enye ethulwa kuminyaka esanda kudlula i-Implanon esebenza okweminyaka emithathu kuthi ngemva kwalesi sikhathi owesifazana abe lakho ukuzithwala ngemva kwamaviki amathathu nje eyikhiphile. Ize ukuzaphathisa labo ababengahambelani le-Noplant kanye le-Jadel eyibachiya bengayi esikhathini ngendlela lapho besebenzisa indlela lezi. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu le-FC Platinum selikhokhela ngemiklomelo emihlanu phezu kwengalane ye-Premier Soccer League. Kubika uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum linqobele Botha Strikers nge-3 kanyanga ngomgqibelo okuyimpumelelo elitshiyese lemiklomelo elitshumi lathoba munomunye. Kundawo yesibili kuhlezi iqembu le-Islanders lona lemiklomelo elitshumi lane njalo libe ngutshikilo obhanqa 1-1 leqembu le-Harare City ngesonto. Ukapteni weqembu leBhosa uFelix Chindungwe uthi limpumela itsho ukuba balahlekelwe yimiklomelo emibili njengoba bekuyibo abakade bedlala besekhaya. Iqembu leCape United lihlezi kwindawo yesithathu lalo lile miklomelo elingene le-Highlanders njalo libe ngutshikilo obhanqa 2-2 le-ZPC Kariba ngomgqibelo. Lona iqembu le-ZPC Kariba likwindawo yesine njalo lile miklomelo elitshumi lambili okulinani eliphethwe liqembu elikwindawo yesihlanu ele-Triangle lona elibe ngutshikilo obhanqa 1-1 lelebulawayo City ngesonto. Kundawo yesithupha kule qembu le-Haumine lona lile miklomelo elitshumi lanye njalo linqotshwe ngele-1 nge-2 kanya ngesonto. Iqembu le-Chickenin linqobele Mutare City nge-3-1 ngesonto njalo lihlezi kwindawo yesikhombisa lile miklomelo elitshumi. Kundawo yethoba munembili kule qembu le-1 lalo lile miklomelo elitshumi ukuthi ngemva kwalo kulamaqembu amane abalisa ele-Harare City, ele-Bulawayo City, ele-Nkezi Platinum kanye lele-Dynamos wonke ale miklomelo eyithoba munembili. Kundawo yetshumi lantathu kule qembu le-Cholojo elile miklomelo yisikhombisa njalo linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga ele-Dynamos ngomgqibelo. Ukapteni weqembu le-Cholojo William Steamer uthi kuzamele belungisise amaphutha abo emdlalweni olandelayo. Iqembu le-Chapungu lona elibe ngutshikilo obhanqa 1-1 lele-Nkezi Platinum likundawo yetshumi lantathu njalo lile miklomelo yisithupha. Kundawo yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane kule qembu le-Mutare City Rovers lona elile miklomelo yisithupha ukuthi ngaphansi kwengalane kuhlezi iqembu le-Botha Strikers lona elingela ngitsho lowodwa umklomelo selidlale imidlalo eyisikhombisa. Imidlalo yesigaba se-PSL iqhubekela phambili ngolwesithathu njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu le-Bulawayo City lizadlala le-Nkezi Platinum enkundleni ye-Papa Fields. I-ZPC Kariba izadlala le-Wange ngaseNyamunga. Abafana be-Botha Strikers bazadibana leqembu le-Cholojo enkundleni ye-Maclass. Iqembu le-Chickenin lizemukela ele-Cape United enkundleni eluveve kuthi ele-Triangle lizadlala lele-Mutare City Rovers enkundleni ye-Kibo. Ngolwesine iqembu le-Haumine lizanqikelana lele-FC Platinum enkundleni eluveve. Ngolwesihlanu iqembu le-Harare City lizemukela ele-Chapungu enkundleni ye-Rufaro. Kuthi ngomgqibelo iqembu le-Dynamos lizanqikelana lele-Highlanders enkundleni ye-National Sports. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingu Joseph Njanjini.
Siyabonga jaha lakithi. Hayike kwanele kwalamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo. Ngilitshiya kuhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.